There are rising concerns regarding sports gambling companies baiting vulnerable individuals, particularly young adults and those with a predisposition to addiction. They are enticing these gamblers by targeting them based on the data they collect about who is betting, how much, and where, and using that data to seduce vulnerable problem gamblers, leading them down dark paths to addiction. And the reason, very simply, is revenue. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Emily Washburn, and she is an issue analyst for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. And she's here to talk about the dangers of social gambling and the exploitation of gamblers with a propensity for addiction. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Emily, as I shared, some sports gambling companies, they are intentionally gathering data to look at the habits of gamblers, to target those who exhibit signs of gambling addiction, to intentionally exploit these people. According to the directors of five problem gambling centers, people are filing for bankruptcy, they're losing their homes and relationships as a result of gambling. So first, let's cover what gambling addiction looks like.
A gambling addict, especially for commercial sports betting, isn't addicted to outcomes of certain sports. They're addicted to the action. And online gambling, particularly online sports betting, like you can get on apps like FanDuel and DraftKings, allow people to get constant action all the time, whether in football in America or women's badminton in Australia.
Now, recently, Baltimore sued DraftKings and FanDuel over their targeting of problem gamblers. So sports gambling, it's obviously a very lucrative business, which, of course, is the driving force behind their intentional targeting of vulnerable gamblers. So tell us about these marketing tactics that they use.
Sure. It's important to understand that this is an inherently predatory business model. As soon as you introduce a house or someone that's controlling the odds of any gambling or wagers that are being placed, you have an incentive for those companies to try to get you to gamble more or try to get you to lose money. So these companies make money off of people losing money, and they have a business incentive to do that. One of the ways that we see that occurring is something called a no sweat bet. And these companies will offer consumers no sweat bets to get them to sign up. And they say, we'll give you $150, $200 to gamble with, and you won't have to spend any of your own money. What they say in the fine print that most people don't read is that you can't gamble all of that money all at once. You have to wager it in small amounts over a certain period of time, usually a week. And in that time, they're teaching you to get used to gambling every day. They also say that if you win any money on a no-sweat bet, which is unlikely, you can't take that money out unless you bet some of your own money. So they aren't letting you take any of their revenue unless you have some skin in the game.
You know, I want to make a comparison then with these companies to drug dealers, right? Because drug dealers, they want to get people addicted to keep them coming back. So this is exactly what these companies are doing?
Yes, right. It's in the same way that drug dealing is a predatory business model, online gambling is also a predatory business model. And that's why the city of Baltimore sued FanDuel and DraftKings, which are the biggest online sports betting companies in America, because the allegation is that those companies are violating existing consumer protection laws with their manipulative and deceptive business practices.
Now, how can people protect themselves from falling prey to the tactics of these companies?
The biggest tool is education. So make sure if you decide to bet anything on these sites, you need to make sure that you're aware that they're trying to rope you in and have those boundaries up in place. If you know you have an addictive personality, perhaps online sports gambling isn't the activity for you. If you have children, you need to make sure not to normalize it. Don't do it in front of your children. And if an ad comes up for it on a sports network like ESPN, make sure to talk to them about the risks of getting into an activity like this, the same way that you would talk to them about drugs, alcohol, or pornography.
Emily, what resources are available if someone feels like they're losing their grip on sports gambling and heading in the direction of addiction? What resources are available to them to get help?
Sure. In every state that has online commercial sports betting, they usually offer a problem gambling hotline that you can call for state-specific resources. If you're looking for faith-based resources, we offer them at Focus on the Family. If you go to www.focusonthefamily.com/get-help, fill out one of our waivers for a free consultation with a counselor. You can talk directly to a counselor at 1-855-771-HELP. And we also offer lists of state-licensed Christian counselors that you can look at for local resources.
Again, my guest is Emily Washburn, and she is an issues analyst for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. Emily, thanks for coming on and sharing about gambling addiction.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you or someone you know is struggling with gambling addiction, seeking help is crucial. You can call 1-800-GAMBLERS, and they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.